What is up, MP Pod Nation? It is your host and DM at DJ Volq here with another little intro for you. Let's see. We have got, oh my goodness, only one more week left in this. Oh, we have the NP name contest. Only one more week. We've only got two submissions so far, guys. Come on. Send us in those submissions to Twitter, Facebook, Discord, even wherever. Just use the hashtag NP name contest. I will search for it. So far, we still only got at BK Elevate and at Pimley Apprentice who have given us submissions. So it's like a 50-50 chance, guys. I'm gonna have to just flip a coin right now. But yeah, my goodness, this is insane, guys. We only got 1 week left to get a set of Dice Envy dice. Completely faux free. Well, you gotta submit a name, so I guess that's your whatever. Anyways, if this is your first episode, go all the way back. Search for episode 1K, 1000. We are doing a countdown. Everybody counts up with their episodes, and that's boring. That's lame. Except, okay, not really. But we are counting down just because we're crazy like that. Go check out all of our social media and our Patreon. You can find us Twitter, Instagram as at podcast underscore pending, Facebook at name pending pod, and Patreon at podcast underscore pending. Please, please, please go give us a subscribe to our channels, give us a like, and consider dropping a buck or two, on our Patreon to help us create more quality content for you, our listeners. We want to give you the best opportunity that we can. And right now, that what we're doing right now is the best that we can physically do. We're recording on a couple of mics, and we're trying to get one more compression mic for Bulgrux. Bulldrux, yeah, I think that's his, whatever. Right now he's just using a directional mic, and it's not bad, but it's not the best quality, and we want to bump that up for you guys. I will be personally honest. Before we get into the episode, I want to give one really quick shout out. This is a personal shout out. He's not on the Twitters talking to us yet, but I want to do this. He is a personal friend of mine, and I know that this is kind of a chaotic season for you. So, P. Walt, I want to say I love you. We all love you here at Name Pending. And you know that we have your back and everything. May God bless you and keep you going through this time period and your family too. We absolutely love you guys and we are here to support you. All right, everybody. That being said, I got nothing else here. Just keep remember watching our social media. We are going to announce probably around Labor Day the winner of the NP name contest. There's not a whole lot for us to go through as of right now. So unless we get like a ton of submissions, it should be available right then and there, Labor Day, right around where when we're going to release the next episode after this contest ends. So hit us up. Let us know. And please, please, please give us a rate and a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you can rate and review us. That way, more people can see it, more people can join in, and more people can have fun in NP Nation. NP Pod Nation. Yeah, that one. All right, folks. That's it for this intro. Welcome back to Name Pending. And this week's episode, Grok takes the lead.
You got a move or an action?
How's the woman looking right now?
Looks like she's not feeling too good.
No. How's she looking?
How's she looking?
She's looking a little dead in the eyes.
No. I'm talking that's scale of 1 to 10. How's she looking?
Scale of 1 to 10, nobody's home.
Oh.
take one damage.
Ouch.
I got you now.
That's a slight.
Mean, I'll take that all day, because then I can just hit you,
know you
for max damage all day.
There's a slight sizzle.
Like it just like it fissures and
it's
it
like
sparks
when you
a little
bit.
And then it's like you, the little like left like the spark of the fireworks is just like barely anything.
Really, it's more like she's just a little bit uncomfortable because it's a little bit too hot, but it really doesn't
like,
hurt.
It's like being touched by a sparkler. It's almost nothing.
All right.
Whoa! What? What?
You never been poked by a sparkler? Those things hurt. Not really.
Are you
Who's
Irish?
Taking a sparkler to you and saying, "Hey, look at this"?
I was an idiot as a child.
Are you? Please move closer. Question mark.
Jack brings us to you.
I'm
finish up.
Back here, dude.
Restringing your bow.
Okay.
Are you firing?
Yeah, 21. Yeah.
And that is going to connect. Let's get some damage.
Good job, Albert.
And which one are we firing at? The one that Grok's been hitting, the one that Baldrax has hit, or the fresh one?
Let's go for the one that Grok's been smacking.
All right.
Three. Hey, at least you hit it, you know?
And that is enough to drop it.
Nice.
Nice.
You hit it right in its pelvis, crack it, and it begins to crumble.
Good shot. Baldrax
shouts from the distance. Way to go, Eldarin!
Wait, Eldarin's right next to you.
Thumbs up. Looks over to my right. Oh! Thumbs up.
Anybody start
like
training for the 5K?
I go to the
no.
gym. And tell people what to do.
So we got Bolt. Waldrug over there, who's going to be joining the 5K. We got our faithful JD Colo.
Is this a walk or
run? Have you been training?
You can walk, but we should try to run.
Dude, I'm not doing. I can't do it.
Guys, my training. So currently, right now, I'm drinking a Coke that says "Share a Coke with America." So I think.
Oh, is that your training?
I think I'm trained.
All right,
my
cool,
champion,
cool.
Mine
sounds
says
good.
Champion, so I'm just. I know I'm going to be the champion.
Dark gear. Have you started training?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna take that as a no.
I'm just
Come
gonna
on, guys.
One thing: if my fat butt manages to beat all y'all, shame on you.
Do you have as muscles
shame
on
your
body?
Family. Shame on your cow.
It's all
and everything.
It's all about the muscle under the fat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Look at my thigh. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh
muscle.
My goodness.
Put your pants back on, dude. I don't need to see that.
He's showing more than his ankle. This is like the 1600s. That's not allowed.
No, this is not right. Put your pants back on, okay?
Yeah,
we don't need
to
see that.
Hey, guys, we can't talk about that. We're going to lose our clean tag. Come on. Bring it back together. You know, we're just going to get right back into this. We're in the middle. We are currently in the middle of combat that we got to finish. We've got two skeletons left. One, you guys have been hitting. Grok, I think you're right up next to him, right?
Yeah.
All right, and then we've got, let's see, notes. I hate paper.
Paper just sucks, unless you're with the office.
Then the other guy. I don't know, but you guys might have missed him the whole time. So we're going to have to get back into it. You know, I don't really know where we were at. I don't really care. We probably started at... probably ended at the top of initiative, so we're just going to start at the top of initiative here. So we've got Baldrax. You are quite a distance away. You got your bow out. You're getting ready, notching that arrow, getting ready. Are you going to fire at one of these skeleton dudes?
Yeah, I'm going to fire at the right.
All right. At the one that's been injured or the one that you guys have missed consistently?
At the one that's been injured.
Okay.
So, let's see. I rolled a 17.
Come on.
Oh. All right, that's going to go ahead and hit. Go ahead and give me some damage.
2 plus 4.
All right. Okay. What's I can that? Work with that. Next up was the creepy crawly hand guys. Okay, none of those. Eldwin,
I think
you're up.
I believe I had my longbow out.
Yep,
well,
you're
I'm sorry, not
distance.
My longbow. Eldwin had his longbow out. And, you know, he's just going to notch an arrow and fire.
Maybe.
Fires into the dark because he's not aiming.
Stop making fun of me, man.
That's going to be a 21 mod.
Nope, not going to hit. But just in case it did, go ahead and roll me some damage.
That is going to be a 5 damage.
Did you just roll a d10 for your damage? Okay, it looks like a 10 over here.
It's 1d8, my brother, plus 2.
I don't know. JD Colo, does he need to re-roll that?
Dude, that's a d4. Just kidding.
No.
All right, all right.
Why are you guys picking on me?
You said what, 5? 5?
5, mod. Yeah.
All right, okay. You know what? With that, you're going to go ahead and you're going to drop. You're going to drop the guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's down.
Hey.
Who did you attack?
So you've got one skeleton and... he's got like 300 health left, so you guys start chipping away. But it is his turn.
Wait, which one's left? The one right next to me or the one that was...
The one that hasn't been taking a lot of damage.
So they were shooting at the guy right next to you. Okay. So like danger close moment. But this other guy, he's going to come up to you and he's going to be like right in line. So range, you guys are going to have a little bit of disadvantage here. But he's going to go ahead and swing his little scimitar thingy. Guys, I think it's the Grapes of Wrath episode. 17 on the die.
Ouch.
I want to say 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
4 slashing damage. You know what, guys? This is going to be the Grapes of Wrath. I'm pulling out my grapes. That's all I'm using today.
We should all be scared. We shall be terrified. We shall be running in our dreams.
Insert dramatic music.
Did you say running in our dreams?
I meant running in our nightmares. Cut that and put in running in our nightmares.
We'll see.
I think I know how Ultimatum is training for the 5K. He's running in his dreams.
I'm going to move 20 feet, get within whipping distance. I'm going to get 25 feet.
All right, so right up close and personal.
I'm going to straight up whip it right up close and personal. I'm going to try to grab it and slam it onto the ground. I'm going to try to whip it, grab it, and slam it on the ground.
The skeleton moans.
Well, no, the hand.
No, there's only skeletons left.
I thought there were hands left.
Nope, listen to the recap. There's only skeletons left.
Okay, how close is the skeleton? So I'm right up close to the skeleton.
Skeleton blushes.
Okay, so you are 30 feet away from this skeleton. What you going to do?
Okay, well, then I'm just going to take my whip and rip out one of its ribs. I'm going to try to rip out its spine.
You're moving up to it? Because I don't think you got a 35-foot whip.
I'm going to move up to about 20 feet, and then I'm going to rip out its spine with my whip.
All right, you can try.
I'm going to try.
Just warning you, it's got, like, pretty much full HP, so there's a potential that
I'll
it won't work. But you can try. Go for it.
Now I'm going to rip out one of its ribs instead.
You could just try
it. Roll for it. Come on.
That doesn't sound very dead.
That's how D&D works.
You could just try to, you know, I don't know, slash it with a sword.
My whip deals damage, dude.
So?
Just takes kink damage plus 4.
Go for it.
Just do it. Just whip it.
Head mod.
I mean, they're skeletons, but they're not that bad. So that's going to miss.
He went for the whip and he accidentally nanny.
No! 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 That is not allowed.
I'm sorry, Ultimatum. It's canon. And Grock, you're up.
JD.
Okay, I'm gonna...
You got this guy right in your face, and you just watched Ruffin Nene instead of whip.
Nice moves. Can you please try to kill this thing? So I'm in the way if the other guys want to shoot at it, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, can I move out of the way?
Yeah, as long as you stay within his threatened range, I won't make him attack you.
Okay, I'm gonna move out of the way, but still hit him, so that I'm not in the way of them.
All right.
And I'm just gonna try to, hit it with my trident, like, swing at it and not stab it.
Okay.
You can use the trident like a blunt object.
Yep.
Let's do this.
What up?
Okay.
All right, I told you last time. We're getting rid of the weighted 20, so I'm going to need you to re-roll with this one. It's weighted to 1.
The joke's on you. I'm using my Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, okay. All right, so nat 20. All right, give me some damage, brah.
Crit damage.
There's first one. Is a 1.
All right.
The second one's a 1.
That'll be 12 damage.
12. All right, and that's plus your mods?
Yeah.
All right. All right, this guy... not looking pretty.
All right, but I'm going to cast Sacred Flame at him.
All right.
The Sacred
Grapes
Flame
of Wrath
Jedi.
Are coming in hot tonight. 19.
No.
Nat.
No, that doesn't save because you're cheating. Okay. All right. That saved.
Let me make sure here. We decided that it is half damage or no damage on save.
No damage.
All right.
Can I flavor, though, what happens?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, if that didn't kill you, then taste the power of Shima. And then he, like, makes a finger gun and, like, fires it because he's expecting Sacred Flame to hit the skeleton, but nothing comes out of his finger.
Balgrax, you're up.
Whatever at this point.
Yeah. I call him Bal.
It's Bull Durham.
I said it right this right time, this didn't I? Balgrax?
Balgrax.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
very closest to yeah,
him. Honestly, the way I get it straight is Baldrux, Balgrax.
It's Baldrux.
You gotta kill this thing. All right, come on, man. You gotta kill it. What you gonna do?
Okay, so I'm gonna notch back an arrow, and I'm gonna hit this thing. And it's gonna explode. It's gonna be awesome.
All right, go for it.
I think it's funny because his character in
Let's go! Go! Let's go!
All right, guys, that's it. I quit. I'm done.
Go!
Hey DJ, how's your Mac?
I think GarageBand just quit. So Balgrax, you pull back, you overdraw, and you fire, and this thing, like you swear, it's going like 300 miles an hour, and it slams into the skull and shatters. The rest of the bones crumple.
Can I still take the spine?
Everything crumbles.
There's no ligaments to hold anything.
Every
point.
Time I want to take a spine. Every time.
Like, he beautiful. Shattered the ligament. I'm sorry.
Okay, out of game. Seriously, what is your... what is Ruthven's fascination with spines?
I want to turn the spine into a hilt for my sword. A bone hilt.
Remember, guys, from now on, we destroy the spine before Lord Ruthven can get it.
Why can't I have a bone hilt?
So you guys have successfully and finally cleared this room. I can wipe this off of my encounter list. Thanks, Shima. Anyway,
thank you.
So what are you guys doing, though? What are you guys doing?
I think we probably should heal up, guys. I'm not feeling so great.
I agree. We should take a rest.
I'm not feeling so well either. So I'm just going to take one of my potions, and I'm going to make it work for me, so...
I think we should rest.
There's a corridor in the corner, right? With a light at the end?
Yeah, there is.
That's interesting.
At the very back of this room, there is a... I don't know if you'd say corridor, but there's like a 5-foot little indentation into the wall that leads to a door, presumably to a new area.
Lord Ruthven, could you use your sense dead thing?
Yeah, sure. I'll detect undead.
While you do that, I'm gonna go ahead and search these bodies here and see what we can find.
Find me a spine.
Stop Malby when you find them.
Well, first of all, I loot the bodies.
In this room, scattered throughout, you find a total whopping number of 4 gold.
4 gold, yeah.
4 gold.
Elderman slips in his pocket.
Hey, Elderman, what'd you find?
I found some gold. Elderman kind of, walks around to each of the members and just kind of puts a gold piece in their hand. You know, here's yours, here's yours, and here's yours.
Thank you. Did you find me a spine?
Unfortunately, I could not find any among the refuse, if you will.
Thank you for checking.
Grok gives his gold coin to Balgrax.
Elduin kind of stops him. What's that for? That you earned it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want it. I figured he could use it.
Grok, you have earned it.
Why don't you give it to Kalesa? I mean, she might like it. I don't,
Grok might like that.
Grok gets kind of sad again. Not too happy that you mentioned Kalesa. Oh, man. Oh, now you got me all sad again.
Hey. It's so... Eldwin puts his hand on Grog's shoulder. Hey. It's okay.
Was I there when he said he just wanted to be friends?
Can we... Hey, guys, can we just take, like, a short rest and then maybe move on, see what's in this
game? Do
cave?
You need to cry yourself to sleep?
I should
wow,
be
that's a little bit...
That's a little deep there.
I should be fine. I'll just cry in the shower later. It'll be okay.
Wait, we have showers?
Okay.
We don't tell you about
that. You guys want to take a short rest? We should do a short rest.
We're doing a short rest.
Okay, I think I'm good there. What do you guys think? You guys
fully
good?
Restored.
I am
full
good.
HP.
I'm full HP, guys. I'm ready to roll.
All right.
Let's check out this corridor.
Let's do this.
You guys are heading down this little corridor thingamajiggy. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Who wants to lead?
Just going to warn you now. Prepare your butts.
Balgrax, you should go ahead and take the lead.
Eldwin, pulls out his longbow and notches an arrow.
And Ruthen looks at Bull Durham.
No. Please try. What's his name? Balgrax.
Baldrug? Baldrag?
Balgrax squints just a little bit at Lord Ruthen because he knows he's just messing with it.
Eldwin overhears, you know, him trying to pronounce his name incorrectly on purpose and punches him in the shoulder. Doesn't do any damage, just punches him in the shoulder.
Punches me in the shoulder?
Okay.
Yes.
Does it do emotional damage?
I don't know.
Can we have a roll for that?
It does 700 emotional damage.
I don't have emotions.
You're emotionally...
All right.
Wait, you're a draft.
So ladies, what's the order that we're going in?
I want to go up front.
I would like
okay.
to.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Grok like slowly pushes Ruffin to the front because he definitely wants him to take the damage.
Lord Ruffin,
oh,
do you really want to take the lead?
Hey, Ruffin, go ahead and take the lead. Balgrax, follow him just in case something goes wrong.
We'll do front.
All right, I'll be third with my shield and try it out.
I'll go ahead and take up the rear and...
I'll pull out my longsword.
So you guys head down this short little corridor of about 10... maybe 15 feet here. And it opens up into an oval cavern, about 40 feet wide, 60 feet long. And there are dark purple tapestries hanging on the walls. At the center stands a pedestal fashioned of several arms arranged to clutch one another in a cone. Cradled in the uppermost hands is a glowing crystal sphere, a dark sigil with an eye-like slit floats above the sphere. And as you enter, you hear...
What brings you to this land?
We were sent on a mission.
Our people have been tormented, and we traced the tormenting to here. Who are you, and why are you doing what you do?
Yes, that.
And from the shadows, in what would essentially be the corner of the room, you know, it's an oval, so there's not really a corner, but the corner, you see a large skeletal figure stand up.
How large?
He is 8 feet tall, wearing full plate armor and a giant mace.
I'm scared.
He says,
"Are you aligned with the Deathbringers?"
No, we're aligned
with
the light.
What is a Deathbringer?
Wait, can we
only
do that again?
Deathbringer bring these to you.
So, who wants to speak first?
We should have a cool line there.
Yeah.
But we can't all say a cool line at the same time.
I'll go first. No.
Let Grok do it. He hasn't cool.
Okay.
And then who? So Grok, you.
I guess it depends what he says.
Do you want to go?
And I'll go.
And okay. Then I'll go last.
DJ, can you please say that cool line that you had again?
You just edited it out when we're talking about it right now.
I forget what I said.
You said, are you aligned with
you
the
did,
Death Bringers?
You had a cool
okay.
line.
Okay.
Keep his
you,
hand, and we're just, he's just like staring at us awkwardly.
No. Balgars, you go first, and then I'll say my thing. Okay. And then you say your thing, and then you cast that spell.
He's just looking at us like, what?
All right. Here we go. Ready.
Just say it again.
Are you with the Death Bringers?
No, we're here to bring the light.
Only death we're bringing is to you.
I have heard of Death Eaters, but not Death Bringers.
Let's just get this over with. Are you good, or are you evil?
Yeah, fair question.
I have all the information I need. Get them.
Evil, definitely evil.
And with that, you see three smaller skeletons with much heavier armor than what you have seen, and one other skeleton wielding a glowing greatsword come out of the shadows. I need everybody to roll for initiative.
I'm scared.
What do we have to make?
12 mod.
13 mod.
21 mod.
14 mod.
Grox is really anxious to get up in there.
Nah, he just rolled well.
Our cleric is going to be first in combat. This will be fun.
I don't...
Don't speak out of character. DM might get wind of that. Just saying.
I don't control my rolls, guys.
I was saying that out of character,
I actually prefer to be fourth initiative, but I can't control it.
All right.
Way to die.
Grox.
Kicks forward.
Just waddles forward like a turtle.
Grok, you're up first in this epicness. You've got three of these skeletons. They look more to be warriors than just revived beings. And one that looks even more heavily armored than them, wielding the glowing greatsword. What you doing?
So it kind of is like set up as a boss encounter where it's the three in front of us and then the boss in the back, in my mind. Is that right?
Give me a quick perception check, actually. Okay. Everybody.
I see nothing. Crit fail.
Mod, 19 mod.
Mod 22.
Left mod.
Why do you always beat me?
I have 7 perception.
This was a DC 10. And so those of you above 10, you realize the giant skeleton is no longer in the room.
Okay, I relay that to Eldwin. Hey, Eldwin, the giant skeleton's not here.
What?
We gotta take out these guys.
No way. All right, let's do this.
Balgrox is really excited when he sees the big guy, and then gets really disappointed when he disappears.
Oh. All right.
So, Grok, what you doing?
Grok's gonna... All right, hey, Balgrox and Ruffin, you guys try to take out the glowing sword guy. Me and Eldwin will go for the littler guys, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Let us do this.
I wanted to come up with, okay, so Grok can do this thing, he can rage now. So I was thinking about coming up with some flavor text, like something that Grok shouts when he rages, kind of like flame on.
Just yell Shima.
But that way I don't say Grok rages like a million times. Like kind of a big deal. So you look at Grok and he just goes, "For Shima!" And then rages and his three hairs stand up and then he charges at the one as far to the left as possible. I want to like single one out, but not the glowing sword one. I'm going after one of the littler guys.
All right. So Grok, you're going Super Saiyan mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Nice. And
I'm going to try to
You're
going to
go for, you know, I don't feel like being super creative today, so I'm just going to kind of dial back my creativeness on names here and call him Skeleton Warrior 1.
Okay, Skeleton Warrior 1.
And that's still pretty creative, if I do say so myself.
Ouch. It's not a hashtag daddy issues, but it's 13 still
mod.
A 13 mod. You run up. What weapon are you using?
My trident.
Wait. You have advantage on attacks when you're raging.
Oh, 20 mod.
Okay. All right.
Get it.
There it is.
So you rush up, and it looks like you're going to miss, but then for some reason, you're like just diffused a moment in space and time, and you end up stabbing him.
Boom.
Go ahead and give me some damage.
Thunder.
Do this.
Thunder crackles on the trident as I stab him.
Nice.
That's 12 nice. Damage as I stab him with Righteous Shima of power.
So he's a Thunder Turtle?
That's 14 because I get plus 2. So Grok stabs with 14 damage.
All right. Sounds good. Next up we have Elduin.
Let us do this. So how far away are these?
They had started moving up, so they are about halfway into the room, being 60 feet across, so 30 feet difference from you.
Well, I could move up. You know what? Yeah. Okay, so Elduin's going to quickly sheath his bow. You know, he's just going to put it away and take out his short sword. Run the 30 feet distance. And then stab. Stab, stab, stab.
Okay. Roll to stab. And how many crit fails is that for you today?
None. That's actually a 16 mod.
So, with a 16, I'll let you hit. Go ahead and give me some damage.
Boom. Hey, that's 5 plus 2, which is 7 damage.
All right, Padiddly output. Got it. Thank you. I can run with that. That brings us round to him. He's got two people in front of him. I got to roll to see who he's going to do. Even, Grok, Odd, Elduin. It's even. So, Grok, you're going to love me at the end of this. I promise you.
Okay.
He's going to multi-attack.
Oh.
So, first swing is going to miss. Yeah. Lucky.
Ain't no luck. Shima.
Second swing is also going to miss.
Oh, let's go.
Shima, so he goes and he swings twice, once on either side of you, missing twice. But that brings us to his brother. So skeleton number two, he's going to come up over to you, Elduin. And he's also going to multi-attack. There we go. Grapes of Wrath back in session. 17 to hit.
That hits.
11 damage. Slashing.
Ouch.
Attack number two.
Brings me down to a half health.
Is going to be a 20 to hit.
That hits.
All right. 4 slashing damage.
Elduin, that was way too high. Elduin! Elduin, oh my gosh.
Dude, no, that's good. Like that.
Elduin, you need to move back.
I like when you're raging how you just chill.
I'm super chill.
Kind of like Goku going Ultra Instinct. He's just chill.
Oh, he's like super laid back. Hey, Elduin, just go ahead and move back. Hit.
All right. And so, Skelt, the warrior number 3, is going to rush up to Ruthven.
Wait, what?
Is this the one with the sword?
Nope. This is same guy. Same kind of guy. He's also going to multi.
There's 4?
There are 4 total.
Oh, I thought there was 3.
Nope, 3 of these guys and 1 of the bigger guy.
I'm scared.
Ruffin, his first attack misses.
How do you know?
Because I know. His second attack, I believe, is a 15 to hit.
Nope.
All right. So, similarly, 2 swings, side to side, just misses, just barely misses. And Balgrax, we're up to you.
Any chance that big guy popped up again?
The big guy has not resurfaced.
Any chance I can use perception to check?
I'm going to say no, because as of right now, in the throes of battle, you would not be able to see if he were in this room.
So the big guy that yelled at us, he's still somewhere in the room, right? Was it just
you're not sure. You don't know.
Ruthven looks at Balgrax. I gotta get the voice right. I will try to steal the giant sword. Do not take that. I have an idea.
Over my dead body.
Seriously.
Because for Balgrath, the second that guy popped up with this giant sword, his eyes just lit up like.
It's a mace.
That's gonna be
it's a giant mace.
Giant mace. His eyes just lit up. He's like.
I thought the
that's gonna be
one of the skeletons has a giant sword. You said
it's a great sword with the pommel is glowing.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna try to take.
Okay,
Gaxi, go after the guy with the glowing sword. We need to take him out.
Who's the guy with the glowing sword?
He has not gone yet, so he's disengaged right now.
And the big guy's gone right now.
Correct.
Okay, so I'll just go attack the guy with the glowing sword.
Okay.
Hey, Ultimatum.
All right, you're safe.
Ultimatum, you can grab the sword when we kill the dude.
No, I'm not trying to keep it. I'm seeing if that's the source of his power.
Well, I'll
you
check when I
on your turn, you can roll a check for that.
I was just going to grapple it out.
Also, just a heads up, Ultimatum. If you think that in-game, you need to share that in-game so we can game plan that.
That's what I was trying to do.
You didn't say anything. You said, don't do anything. I
said I have an idea. I didn't want to get the skeleton to know what I was doing.
So, would sleight of hand be what I would have to roll to do it?
No, it'd be a strength. But what are you doing? What are you doing? What would Balgrax do? WWE.
He hit really hard in the face.
All right.
Sounds about right.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to roll and see if I hit him.
Well, no. With what?
With what?
Oh, yeah. I'm using my longsword.
You have like 50 weapons.
Dual wielding.
Well, two-handed, so versatile mode?
Yeah.
Okay, go
for
it.
You have like an invisible armory on. Just
13 mod.
I'm sorry. It's not going to hit. Ooh. Not quite gonna hit. Do you want to use your one extra attack for the day, or are we gonna save that?
I'm gonna save that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh man. All right.
Watch
rough
him use his sword, just kill me.
Okay, I'm gonna use my whip. How close am I to the skeleton with the glowing pommel?
He is 30 feet away, and you've got a guy right in front of you that has just tried attacking you.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't nay nay.
Hey. Ruthven, we need to take out these other three real quick before we go for that guy with the glowing sword.
You told me to attack the guy with the great sword.
That's true, but that's when I thought there was four because the person that's playing me is stupid.
Hi, I'm Grok. I didn't learn how to count until today.
There's four skeletons, one for each of us, and then there's a big guy who's gone.
Yeah, I thought there was two.
Yeah, I thought there were three skeletons and then a big guy.
Then I thought it was three, and then I thought it was three.
Yeah. So now that I know that there's one for each of us, I truly think we should all go after our one. But that's up to you. Like,
if I try to attack the other skeleton, the skeleton gets an attack of opportunity, which I don't want to risk.
Yeah, you should probably try to take him out.
How big is this room again?
60 feet long, 40 feet wide. And you guys are currently faced the long way.
So, how close am I to the skeleton that attacked me? It's like right up in my business, right?
Yeah, he right up in your face.
Can I point blank shot him with my crossbow? It's a light crossbow.
I'm going to give you disadvantage on this shot just because he'll have the time to try moving. You know what? I'm going to do something else here. All right, go ahead and roll your shot.
16 mod.
You hit.
Yes.
Here's how I'm going to do it. They're going to do a dexterity save.
Okay.
If you're doing a point blank shot, because you got to load it and pull it and put it in their face, gives them the opportunity to move.
Yeah.
But if they're not dexterous enough, then they're going
to
get hit.
So they have to beat my dexterity?
Give me some damage.
Okay. 7 damage.
All right. So he starts moving, and you kind of wing the side of his helm, and it goes in between the helm and his actual skull. It kind of gets lodged there.
Yes.
All right. That brings us to this last.
Wait, so did it do damage?
Yes, it did.
7 damage.
It did. So that brings us to this last crazy guy. He's standing there, and Balgrax, he says to you,
"You have chosen wrong, my friend."
And he's going to pull out his giant weapon and slash at you.
Wait, that voice sounds similar to the guy that was in the room earlier. Is this giant guy with the glowing pommel the guy from earlier?
No. The other guy had a mace.
Okay.
This guy has a sword. That's going to be a mod 20 to hit.
Oh, yeah, I'm safe.
You are going to take 12 slashing damage plus 2 necrotic damage. All right, Grok, that brings us back up to you.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and stab the guy in front of me.
All right, go for it.
23 or...
Because you can always crit, always roll the 2.
21.
All right, both will hit. Go ahead and give me some damage.
Come on.
9 damage.
And you know what? He falls.
Let's go.
Guess how many hit points he had left.
How many?
9.
Oh.
Right on. Drops.
So here's what I'm going to do, actually. I am going to use my move to get back into the fray where my friends are. Can I actually put myself, like, I want to put my... I basically want a meat shield, but not block these guys. So can I, like, get close to both of the skeletons that are by Elduin and Ruffin? Or are they too far apart?
So you guys are essentially in a zigzag format throughout the cavern now. The one that you dropped was right next to... that has engaged with Elduin.
Okay.
And then Ruffin is 30 feet back. And... Balgrax is 30 feet up from him, so in line with you guys.
I'm going to stand close enough to the one by Elduin that I don't take an attack of opportunity, but close enough that hoping he's stupid enough that he'll think about attacking me at least. So I'm going to stand near him.
Okay. Yeah, and you're pretty much right there, so you just kind of turn and face. And
I go,
All right.
Which skeleton are you by?
Elduin. I'm
number 2.
I'm trying to draw him off Elduin, but I'm out of actions. So that's my turn.
Are you still raging?
Yeah, my hairs are still standing up.
All right, so Elduin, you're up. This guy right in your face. You just saw Grok drop one and turn in face to kind of support. What you doing?
I'm gonna go ahead and stab.
All right, girlfriend, go for it.
What up?
Crit 1?
No. I got 23. How does that hit? 23.
I'll allow it.
Okay. So that would be 4 damage. And then with that, I'm going to go ahead and use my move action and move about 20 feet away.
14 hit?
Yes.
All right. He's going to do an attack of opportunity on you here. You're lucky. 4 damage.
What's your HP?
3 HP. Okay. Hey, try to stay out of combat. I'll try to take the hits and then maybe get you a heal later, but for now you're on your own.
I have potions. Don't worry. Don't worry, I have potions.
Hang in there, buddy.
So with his target gone, that's going to bring us to the skeleton, and he has a nice juicy new target in front of him that he gets to multi-attack on. Grok, I'm sorry, that's a natty 18.
Yeah, you got me. But I have resistance.
Oh, that's right, you do, don't you?
That's why I'm kind of meat shielding.
All right. So get ready for 10 slashing damage on this first one.
Is that before? So...
That's total. I'm giving you total.
Okay.
Resistance is on you. All right. In the second swing, he got overconfident, and he misses.
Okay, so I just took 5.
So that brings us back around. Skeleton 3 He was crunch-a-lunching on you, wasn't he, Ruffin?
He's yeah, a little, and then I put a bolt in his head.
Yeah, he's a little rattled, so...
rattled.
So I'm going to... let's see. All right. Here we go. I don't think he's going to be able to multi-attack this time. He's a little shooken up. But I don't think I'm going to need it. I'm pretty sure that's a 20 mod here.
Great.
Is that going to hit?
Sadly, yes.
All right. But you're all right. You're right. Man, I'm rolling rocks on the 20, but my damage, only going to be 5 slashing damage.
He says he's rolling down on damage. That's a 14.
Dude, guys, I have a potential for 11 total. Come on. Speaking of how hard you're hurting, we're up to you, Bulgrex.
What's the chances of me wrestling a sword out of his hands?
You don't know. There's always the potential, but you don't know.
If that even can or not?
At a game, what you could try to do is wrestle away from him and then stab him with his own sword.
I wanted to
potentially,
do that.
Potentially.
Maybe if he takes the sword out
if,
of his
if
hand.
If you wanted to
crumble.
Try to be awesome, but, you know.
His sword looks really cool, and I just missed my swing, so I just kind of want to wrestle it for it.
So you want what? You want to add it to your arsenal?
Yeah, at least want to hold this thing in my hands.
Can I have it when you're done all with right. it?
It depends on how much I like. So what do I got to do to see if I can grab this thing out of his hands?
All right, go ahead and give me... It's going to be a strength contest, my friend.
So roll a 20?
Yep, d20 plus your strength modifier.
In the back, the rest of us are going, Balgrax.
David Darris, you failed me.
Yeah.
Crit fail. Yeah!
Balgrax.
Hey, real quick, I rolled 18. What do I add?
Don't worry about it. I crit failed. You succeed. But you would normally add your strength modifier. So it's your strength. So you've got on the side there your strength and then like the little circle.
So
it would
be
the
plus.
Hey. All right, so... Yeah, Balgrax, here's what happens. You go up and you just stomp on the ground and you say, boo. He drops his sword and before it hits the ground, you grab it. Go ahead and give me an attack because I crit
Let's
failed.
Go.
You're going to get a second action. Go for it.
Get it.
Balgrax.
Yeah.
What was the total? I didn't hear.
15
off. 15? Okay. For right now, just in case he somehow gets his weapon back, I'm going to roll the damage. I'll tell you what the total is, but I'm going to roll the damage here, okay?
Did it fail you again?
What's your strength modifier?
4.
All right, so you're dealing him 9 slashing damage.
Get some.
And give yourself 5 hit points back.
Get some!
Let's go!
Oh, this...
Didn't see that coming, DM.
No, I didn't. All right. Ruffin, you're up.
Well, can't do anything awesome now. He took my idea.
Hey, you can still try to drop this guy. That's pretty awesome. The guy in front of you.
Can I see him point blank again?
You can always try.
Go ahead and roll an attack.
I like how Lord Ruffin's in the corner just trying to outcool me.
Hey! 9 mod.
All right. He also passed his dex save, so you would have missed anyways. So, you kind of fire wide. Give me a d4 roll real quick.
4.
All right. Eldwin, a stray crossbow bolt goes flying right in front of you. Misses you, but it goes flying in front of you.
What are you trying to do? Take off my head?
I am very sorry. I was aiming at the skeleton.
I think it's funny because you have several weapons you could use to actually hit him. Like easily, and you try to use your crossbow.
I'm trying to outcool him.
Balgrax, I need from you a constitution saving throw.
Is that a d20?
Yep, d20 plus your constitution save modifier.
So that'd be plus 6. Oh, constitution.
Oh my god.
7 mod.
No.
Constitution.
7 mod.
7 mod? All right.
Or is that 13?
7 mod.
Mother of pearl.
Did you crit fail again?
11 to hit.
Yes.
All right. All right. You're safe for the moment. Grock, you're back up.
All right. Got Eldwin's old buddy right in front of me, right?
The guy, yes, the Eldwin's. Eldwin's old friend.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go for that guy. And I'm flanking him, right?
No, not anymore.
Dang it.
Because Eldwin, Eldwin wussed off.
18. 13.
All right. You hit him with the 18.
12 damage.
7 damage.
Oh, okay. I'm better with that.
Yeah. There we go. I got those All right. beautiful modifiers from my raids.
Alright, so Eldwin, what you doing?
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sacrifice my move action and drink a potion. So that would be
2d4 plus 2.
Yes.
Godzis.
Eldwin, is that it? You're done?
I'm going to go ahead after that.
Oh, okay.
Shady, just whatever that was. I'm going to go ahead and fire. I'm going to sheath my sword, take out my bow, notch an arrow, and fire. All
right, so who are you trying to hit? Grock?
Not me.
Ruffin or Balgrax?
Who's the farthest away?
Balgrax's skeleton probably would be. But Balgrax is a good target, I believe.
So I'm...
Why are you trying to hit me?
I'm not.
How far away is his target? Balgrax. You know, the skeleton on.
Okay, so if we invoke the rule of Pythagoras and stuff like that, is probably closer to 45, 50 feet.
Wait, the rule of what?
Pythagorean.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Oh, okay.
Math. So
yeah,
geometry
and all that.
That thing I was bad at.
So we'll say 50. We'll
so
say 50.
I'm gonna I'm gonna go ahead and fire.
All right, go ahead, and since you're within your first range, disadvantage.
21. So
you hit this fuller skeleton. What's your damage? Go.
That would be 7 damage.
Grock, are you ready? Have you prepared your butt?
No.
18 to hit.
Ouchie. Oh, actually. Uh-huh.
No?
No. I have 19 with my shield.
Oh. Cheater.
Hey, you know how well you roll against me. I'm not cheating. You're cheating.
He's using those weighted dice. I know it.
Gah. Okay, I can't do nothing against you, Grock. This guy's about to give up on you.
Dude, I'm raged up. Combat is my thing.
I just love how he's missing the turtle.
Like, probably the biggest target. The biggest target has the highest AC. What is this? All right, Ruffin, I'm going to take my rage out on you.
Yeah!
8. Crazy. 10. No.
Both miss. Guys, wait. Before we continue, we just hold the phone. We have been forgetting something. We've been forgetting to roll for Sturgely.
Ruffin just looks at Sturgely. I am sorry, my pet.
Sturgely shrugs his shoulders.
That's all right, boss. These guys don't got blood.
I totally forgot about Sturgely. Wait, he's useless. They don't have blood.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just going to go take a nap. Okay?
Yeah, he can't attack anyway, so it doesn't matter that we forgot him.
Ooh, I see a guy over there. I'm going to go suck his blood, okay?
Wait, bones have marrow, don't they?
I don't suck marrow.
I don't suck marrow.
Man, all right. This round is a total bust for me. Balgrax, you're back up. You got this stupid weapon in your hand.
DM, you made it.
How good is this weapon I have in my hand?
It's glowing.
You what?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Well, a belt.
You pretty good.
Bull, you would have to do an Arcana check on it, but I would save that until we're out of
combat. What if I grab it from out of his hands?
You know,
out of
Balgrax,
out of game.
Keep to yourself.
Balgrax, take him out. Take that big guy out. All
right, so I'm going to hit him with his sword.
Cut his head.
All right, go for it.
Oh. 8 mod.
I would strongly consider your actions.
Wait, it's the other guy's sword. What are the stats on it?
That is not going to hit.
And
do my action?
You sure can. Hashtag fighter.
10 mod.
Swing and a miss. Ruffin, you're standing there, and you have this guy right in front of you. Go for it.
I'm going to do a trick shot.
Swear to God.
Hey, I'm going to outcool him.
Swear to the heavens.
If you,
hit me.
If you hit me.
You hit Grok.
Hey, Ruffin, I see the look in your eyes. Please just take this guy out. Don't do something stupid.
Hey, Master. This is Sturgely. This PA is here to say, don't be stupid. That is all.
Valgrouse gets a quick shiver down his spine. Like he knows something bad is about to happen.
I'm going to shoot it to the wall to the left, bounce to the right, and come back and hit him in the back of the head.
Okay,
roll for it. Roll an attack.
Please, no.
Out of context, really fast. Remember last week? Remember what you did last time?
No, let him do it. Roll
an
attack.
Remember what you did last time?
19 plus 6.
All right.
25 mod.
You fire, and it shatters on the wall. Congratulations. Achievement unlocked. You shot a wall.
I was trying to bounce it.
You have successfully completed 2 achievements, and we're going on to this last skeleton, Balgrax. This guy comes up. Well, doesn't come up to you. Stands next to you still, and I'm gonna need, because I'm pretty sure an 18. Well, sorry, 21 is going to hit. I need a Constitution saving throw, my friend.
21. 19 mod.
Constitution save?
19 mod.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay.
Did your plan not work out?
I hate you. I hate you so much right now. All right. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Grok, you're up. Grok, what you doing?
Okay, I'm going to... try to finish off the guy that's right in front of me. 13. 17.
All right. With advantage, you hit.
Another 7. Rolled a 1 again.
All right. Chip, chip, chipping away. Sounded like a chipmunk over here.
Dang it.
All right. Who's up? Eldwin, we are back around you.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move my distance 30.
Okay.
Just not sure. Fire at Balgraxy's skelly.
All right. So where you're at, in order to maintain, you're only gonna have about 15 feet to move. That'll still put you within range, though.
Okay. So I'll move that distance, and can I take the rest of that move action and take a potion?
Not quite how it works.
Okay, darn. All right, so yeah, I'm gonna move that distance, turn back, notch arrow, and fire.
All right, give me a crit fail. Oh, I see the one on the die. It's not a crit fail. The one is facing me, looking at me, taunting me.
So that's a 15 mod.
All right, go ahead and roll some damage, I guess.
Nice shot.
Let's go.
It's 8 damage, yo.
I do feel just slightly bad for the DM, but knowing that he's also trying to kill him.
Nope. But am I trying to kill you? Am I? Or am I trying to heal you? Rock, are you ready to get your butt handed to you?
Are you ready to get your butt handed to you?
I'm not. Because my Grapes of Wrath, David Darius just texted me. Okay, he didn't really. But in the fiction of my mind, he texted me and said they're good to go. He reweighted them for me, okay? That's what's up. 19 on the die. I hit you.
Yeah, you did.
And sorry, guys. I got so excited. That's just me. And that's going to be 9 slashing damage with this sword.
Actually, 4.
And his second. That's what's up. Check it. Check my math over here. Natural 20.
Oh,
natural 20.
That hits. Is that going to, like...
I don't even want to say anything, man.
For such small damage, though.
You're
6.
Crying a little bit right now.
It's actually 3 damage.
Your resistance comes in handy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Rage is pretty awesome.
I wouldn't be up at the front if I wasn't raging.
Wait, do you only get resistance when you're raging?
Yeah.
Okay. How long does the rage last?
A minute. So 10 rounds of combat.
How many have we had?
All right.
Probably 5.
Huh.
When did you rage?
First round.
Okay. No,
so,
you're good.
Yeah.
So, Ruffin, I know the first attack is going to miss. And if I remember correctly, an 11 also misses.
Yep.
All right, Balgrax, combat breaker. What you gonna do?
I'm going to swing his sword at him.
Cut his head off. It'd be funny.
All right, give me an attack roll.
Still not great.
13 on him.
13 total.
Yeah.
I can't let that hit. Doesn't hit his AC. I'm sorry.
You can't be lenient just a little bit.
Okay, if I'm lenient, I'm going to get murdered here, like, right quick, okay? I'm already missing shots.
Real quick, how is he looking? I have an answer.
He looks pretty bomb, still. He's doing fine. He's
like,
doing just
like
fine.
Like, he used hairspray this morning, and his hair's looking pretty fine?
Yeah, all 5 strands of his hair.
Hey, Grok, he has more than you.
Like, 1950s, 17-year-old in a diner sitting on the waitress.
Are those hairs slicked back? Kind of greaser looking?
No, they're Liberty spiking.
Oh, that's
They're okay. Straight up Liberty spiking.
That's a good look.
Ruffin, what you doing?
I'm going to shoot the skeleton that's in front of me. That way I'm not hurting anyone.
Okay.
Watch him crit fail.
2+6 is 8.
I'm so glad.
And you would have hit him, too.
Are you serious?
Yep, you would have hit him, too. So you take it and you fire...
great. Someone else is gonna take damage.
Eldwin, once again, you see a crossbow bolt go sailing past you in front of your face. Shatters on the wall. Balgrax, give me a strength check.
19 mod.
Okay, he goes, he grabs onto the hilt of the sword, and he tries pulling, but you rip it right back out of his hands.
I'm honestly glad I didn't take the sword because I don't have the strength you have.
Grok, we're back around to you. Round 5. What you doing?
All right. I'm going to give a stinky eye to Ruffin because he's doing some weird stuff. All right. I'm going to go for the guy in front of me once more.
All right. Let's see that.
15.
Okay.
Let's 24.
Go.
All right. But that 24, that 15 was a little iffy, but that 24, I got to give it to you.
That's 10 damage.
10?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I hate you right now. Because as you swing, you feel the skeleton go limp, and it crumples underneath you.
Let's go.
So
all
right. 2 down, 2 to go?
2 down, 2 to go.
What's the closest skeleton to me?
I think the closest one would be the one right up to Balgrax right now, because
actually,
that would be in line.
I'm going to use my move action to drink a healing potion.
All right, go for it. While you're doing that, go ahead and mark it for yourself. We're going to move on. Eldwin.
I'm going to go ahead and sacrifice my move action to use the potion.
All right.
7 HP, so I'm up to 14.
What else are you doing?
Firing, notching back in an arrow, and firing.
All right, go for it.
So, that is a 15 mod at, I believe, Graxes.
And
Scaly.
Well, it'll be Balgrax still. Grok hasn't gotten over there yet, but yes, that's going to hit.
Okay.
Oh, you're saying Graxy. Ah, got it.
Yep.
Ah.
So that was a 7 plus 2 is 9 damage.
Nice hit, buddy.
Thank you. Yep. Ruffin, is your butt ready to get handed to you on a silver platter?
Try me.
Is that guy still in front of you, Lord Ruffin?
I haven't killed him yet.
No!
Did you crit fail? Did you crit fail?
Daddy issues.
Hashtag daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
For the DM, too.
All right, so this guy, he goes to attack you, but he pulls his arm way too far back, and he goes and he loses grip on his sword. It goes up into the air, comes down, goes straight through his helmet. Oh. Helmet. There we go. That's the thing. Straight through his helmet, through his skull, and down. The hilt goes all the way in, and he drops.
Come on!
Balgrax, we're running out of time tonight, but we're going to get through. What you doing?
Do I even know?
You can't quite tell. You just know that it deals a significant amount of damage. To know fully, it's going to require you to spend some time in essentially attuned to it.
Just okay. Kill him.
So I'm going to swing the sword again. I want to get
one of these things. All
right, go for it. Go
well,
for
I have
it.
A question. There's been 3 skeletons dropped, right? Isn't there 4 small ones and 1 large one?
No.
Yeah. Well, there's a big guy that disappeared with mace.
Okay,
there were always 3 of the skeletal warriors. The one Balgrax is going up against called Skeletal Knight. And then there was the large skeleton in the background.
I thought he said there was 1 small one for each of us.
Well,
I thought so.
There's 1 for each of us.
Okay.
All right, this is going to be it, guys. I got this.
You got this.
22 mod!
Let's go.
Get it.
22 mods, so not a nat? Not a nat?
Nope.
Okay. I can deal with that. Mother of pearl.
Did you crit fail?
Give yourself 6 HP back.
Let's go! Let's go!
I knew you didn't need a heal.
And what's your strength modifier again?
4.
Yeah, 4.
You just dealt this guy 20 points of damage.
Yeah!
What?
High five.
Get some, bro. Go.
But
bro's
here. He's still looking pretty fresh.
What?
Seriously?
Ruthven, you're up.
Wait, on a scale of a lizard to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, how's he look?
What's the guy from the labyrinth? The one that spins the balls in his hand.
David Bowie's character?
Yeah, David Bowie. He's David Bowie. He looks like David Bowie on that.
Pretty fresh.
Nice.
He's starting to run out of material, but it's still kind of fresh.
Wow.
Ruffin, what you doing?
Okay. So how far away is this giant skeleton from me?
30 feet.
I'm going to go up there and help Balgrax.
All right.
I'm going to detect undead first. I have an idea. I thought I did this earlier, but no one said anything.
You cast Detect Undead, and you detect the skeleton in the room.
Oh, God. God, I forgot there were skeletons.
No, that's staying in. That's all you detect, man.
Okay, everybody, let's just let Ruthven decide what Ruthven would do.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm going to use this. Do I have silver bolts? Yes, I do. I have...
You have recovered all of them.
Is it okay if I say that he's really droshing out right now?
Go ahead. It's been a long day. Go ahead.
You are droshing out, man.
I know. Ruthven was my best character, and now he's become trash.
Okay, let's play this game.
Okay, I'm going to step back. Okay, it's just 30 feet is my range. So, can we just say I did not step up to the skeleton? That way I can get the full range. So, I'm going to step back 30 feet. Puts me at 60, which is the beginning range for my crossbow. And I'm going to use a silver bolt to shoot at this skeleton. Because it's undead, and silver bolts give me an advantage. Get help with that, if I remember correctly. I think they do. So, yeah. No trick shot. I'm just going to shoot it straight up with the crossbow with the silver bolt. Roll damage? Or hit?
Yeah, you roll to hit first. I mean, welcome to D&D.
4 plus 6 is 10.
It's not going to hit.
Does that still waste a bolt?
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that silver bolt later. But that's going to bring us to this guy.
To Lord God Almighty, if you hit me.
I'm not trying to.
Are you sure?
Yes. I swear I'm not trying to. Just my aim has been terrible today.
This Skull Knight is going to try to unarmed strike you real quick.
Ooh.
21 to hit.
That's going to hit.
One.
So essentially, he just gives you a good punch.
Not even a good punch, it's like a love tap.
With that, I am going to need a constitution saving throw pending my roll here. Yeah, I need a constitution saving throw.
Oh, that's 15 mod.
That was
no
four.
Way, no, I'm at, that's 13 mod.
Yeah.
All right, so with that, you're going to take an additional 1d6 with this damage of 3 psychic damage.
Thing is a psychic?
He'd give you a headache.
He sent images of math in my head.
All right, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to call it a night. We'll see you next time here. At name pending.
Name Pending Podcast is a part of the Name Pending Network and is produced by @DJVolQ. Please leave a review wherever podcasts are found and subscribe to our feed. We are a family-friendly podcast that aims to have the most fun without compromising the family value. Special thanks to David Darris of Dice Envy for letting us use his Starburst D20 as a part of our logo. Please visit his site at diceenvy.com and follow him on Twitter at @DiceEnvy for making amazing sets of dice and subscription options. Also, special thanks to Ansley and Levi Stacey for their help making the intros and outros.
I don't
well,
know
unfortunately, Ultimatum's not going to be able to be there with us. He has another engagement that day.
Yeah.
So.
You're getting engaged?
No.
Bro.
He's a lucky
JD,
guy.
Stop.
It's the third time.
What? You think my marriage is going to... All my marriage is going to fail that badly?
No, no. You just don't know about the other two engagements. Anyways, Ruthven, you're up.
Sorry.
Question. All right, so, should yeah. I... When I'm raging, should I have like a different voice too? Like
higher pitch.
Maybe still nasally, but more angry.
That's up to you.
Even higher pitch.
Like really nasally, but like really angry because you're raging.
I'm gonna get so mad.
No, that just reminds me of the chipmunks and they give me a migraine. Please do not do that.
So,
high pitch,
Grok,
really
you're sitting
deep.
There and you're like, for the power of Shima!
Squeaky nope. Teenage girl.
No, like straight up, I can't do high pitch noises. Please don't.
I was.
A gas station that's in Springfield, so...
Nice. Are you farting in the mic? I'm going to detect undead first. I have an idea. I thought I did this earlier, but no one said anything.
You cast Detect Undead, and you detect the skeleton in the room.
Oh, not that I forgot there were skeletons.
No, that's staying in. That's staying in. That's all you detect, man.